Chapter 47. There is no way this is going to work. Saying a few words on air, some platitudes about working together for a better future, and the fillers are just going to magically return to their jobs. Come on. But Larson insists and clips on my lapel mic and walks out of his office, leaving me alone with a cameraman and a little red light. As he closes the door, he says plainly, "Just tell the truth." I clear my throat and stare right into the lens. The truth. I want to thank the Gitanos. They could have punished me, and I think all us fillers know what that means. But they hesitated. They listened. They wanted to understand what this means to you. And I think they do understand. I represent some of the frustrations of having lives not completely under our own control. The Gitanos want me to let you know that they hear you loud and clear. They've agreed to let me continue in this competition, provided Mr. Larson and the other contestants approve, as a sign of goodwill. As a promise from them that this is only the first step in making the improvements you're so desperate for. In exchange, they've asked for you to return to work, to take this next important step alongside them. You return to work, and I return to the competition. To win. Not for me. To win for us. The camera's light turns off. I hang my head. No, it wasn't the truth. Not a word. The Gitanos are a terrible bunch who don't give a flying fuck about the welfare of us fillers. But as the lies floated out of my mouth, I also made a silent promise to my people. Yes, I need to continue this deception, but before it's all over, I'll find the truth, whatever it is, and I'll bring it home to you. There's no going back, for me or for you. I will push this boulder forward. I mentally cross my heart and hope to die before I give up on this promise. It works. I don't know how. I guess I might have said the words with enough conviction, or more likely the people of the Phil Cities deciphered my code and heard my unspoken promise, and they returned to work, a little grudgingly, and the world lets out a sigh of relief, and the pipelines open up, and the protests dwindle and disappear, along with the giant piles of garbage that had been rotting on the streets. I let out a sigh, too, that Jane and my family are safe. For a moment, at least. I've held up my part of the bargain and have to trust the Gitano's word, which I don't. Or at least have to trust that Angel will find a way to protect them, which I do. Angel. It's crazy. I can't stop thinking about him. Why? He's a Gitano, for God's sake. And he's comically skinny, way too skinny for me. And blonde. I dated a boy with blonde hair once when I was 15 or so, and I'll just say it was like my history with egg salad. Before, I had no strong opinion, but after, ugh. I've decided this must be the Stockholm Syndrome, where I fall for my captor out of desperation and dependence. That has to be it. The part where his lips tickled my ear and sent a shiver through my body, or the fact that after a few good looks I found him strikingly handsome. Or when we kissed and my brain momentarily short-circuited. Those are all just manifestations of the syndrome. Making matters worse, too much time has passed since I've been with someone. So my romantic immune system must be compromised. I spend so much time with Dougie. I think he's either a repellent to other men, or they assume I'm romantically involved with him. And so I am vulnerable to this insidious kind of illness. But Angel, there is something about him.
Paper, you were in the middle of a question and you drifted off.
Oh, sorry, Zach. Where was I?
The scarab. Your mother. Some other words in no particular order. Word salad.
Oh, right. Sorry. So, you heard everything through the scarab.
That's not a question.
Did you hear my mother talk about this element thing on Mars? He nods, but doesn't speak. The Gitanos laughed at her, and it's awful. I couldn't say I didn't agree with them. Your take? He shrugs, poker face. You think she's crazy? He turns and stops me.
I don't think there is a mysterious new element hiding on Mars, no. I think the secrets waiting to be revealed are much more pragmatic. Perhaps a deep vein of something extremely valuable, say, rhodium. Mining, scientific technologies, even tourism. The economic potential is enormous. And perhaps governments don't want a private citizen invading their turf. Possibly they'd even covertly sabotage a mission for it. People have died for much less, even in this country. But to think that a brand new element, unknown to man, has been kept a secret for 75 years? It would be the most sensational cover-up in history. So improbable that I'd have to say it approaches impossible.
He sees the crestfallen look in my eyes and frowns.
But I'm putting on a reality game show called You're Going to Mars, and you're driving electrified lifts into impenetrable domes at full speed. So, who are the crazy ones?
He crosses his eyes and sticks his tongue out to make me smile. Then he continues walking me towards the Great Hall.
And who knows? People have said for years I'm not to be believed. They could be right.